The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons, and so there might be some changes looming for this team as they now go into the offseason. Head coach Raheem Morris, he spoke to the media, and he was asked if he thinks Jimmy Lake will return as the DC.
We got to evaluate all of our coaches. We got to evaluate all of our players. We got to evaluate everything that we do from a whole program standpoint, and we will do those things. That's what starts today, Daniel. That's when we'll get out there and get those things going. We'll have a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of everything to evaluate everything. We'll have a chance to get back together and really talk about these things, and that's the process that happens now. You know, there'll never be anything that's the same in the National Football League, whether it's players, whether it's coaches, whatever the case may be, since I've been here. So since I've been lucky enough to be in the league, that's just how it is. We'll do those things now.
I think you look at positions that struggle, and I don't necessarily think that's always a reflection on, you know, direct reflection on who the coach is at those positions. And a lot of times that does flow uphill to, you know, to the coordinators or whoever else there may be. So I was frustrated at the end of the year with where the secondary seemed to be. And that's kind of where my focus is. And that's Jimmy Lake's thing. That's Raheem Morris's thing. But you go all the way down, I guess, Justin Hood being the secondary coach. It just didn't seem like whatever they were trying to get accomplished, and I'm talking about going all the way into week 18, they weren't able to accomplish it. And it shouldn't be where you're having such a lack of communication in week 18 when you haven't been really banged up by injuries. And that's the frustrating part of it. You're dealing with two all-pro style safeties, guys that have been around the block, and when they're not on the same page in week 18 against Bryce Young, it leaves you asking questions. And I think it's fair to ask those questions.
Ask you a question.
Sure.
Or, you know, both of you, because if your dad was a coach, you might have some insight on this. Eric just tweeted me and said, fire the OC and the DC. If you want to fire Jimmy Lake, here's the defensive numbers. You're 23rd in total defense. You're 22nd in passing defense. You're 15th in rushing defense. And you're 23rd in scoring defense. Okay? You want to fire Jimmy Lake? Go ahead. Those aren't necessarily stats. Those are evidence. Okay? If you don't, and then you can do the eye test, and you can see there, it's not what you saw, miscommunications and defense. How important is it for Michael Penix in his second year to keep Zach Robinson and keep this system? Because let me tell you something, you were fifth in passing offense, 10th in rushing. You were 13th in scoring, and you were 6th in yards per total offense. Why would I want to fire a guy that has got you top 10 other than one category, still top 15? You had some very, very bad quarterback play for a four-game stretch, which hurt you in some of those, not to mention the continuity of a guy entering his second year at the most important position in all of football.
I think that having that guy and that continuity, and it's not just about Michael Penix's growth. I think it's about understanding what your guys are good at and how they can grow, right? Zach Robinson knows what this team is good at and knows what they're not good at. Guess what he's going to do this offseason? He's going to say, well, we ran wide zone a lot. We were successful. What can we build off of that? What kind of counters? He's going to go in and watch film from colleges, from other NFL teams, from other coordinators. He's going to start to look at things that he can possibly add and expand the tree. You fire him, you're just hitting the reset button and starting back from where you were at the beginning of last year. I think we can all say that none of these guys are dumb. This is their lives, and Tiffany knows that better than anybody. They spend hours upon hours upon hours watching film and trying to understand ways for this team to get better. I understand the Jimmy Lake pushback. This is also a defense that got much, much better throughout the season, right? And so I think you look at it, and if they keep Jimmy Lake around, you say they're going to continue that growth. And hopefully they can continue that growth, getting the right pieces in place. But You know, I think you just had to be very careful because these guys, this is what they do. And to be able to just start back from zero with everything that you built offensively this year, was I happy with everything? No. I thought they could have done things a lot earlier. I thought they could have done things with Kirk. But it doesn't take away from the fact that Zach Robinson's a bright young offensive mind that is going to scratch and claw to be able to get it done.
You may have been like a fan for like 20 years, and I can understand why people get upset when things aren't happening. They've suffered through a lot, but then you have to look at the fact that you may have been a fan for 20 years, but this is the coaching staff's first year with a team. So things take time. I'm not a fan of ever firing someone after 1 year or firing someone. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. So you give things time to progress. Obviously, you point out the stats. With the OC, why did my brain just
Zach Robinson?
Out? Thank you very much, and Michael Penix, and so that's important to his growth to have that consistency. You've seen how that can play out for a quarterback, especially someone that's been sitting in a system for a while, and they've had that consistency. So that, and I know Michael Penix is thrust into his role now, but take like a Jordan Love or someone like that that had the opportunity to sit, with mostly the same system.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur.
Intact. Yeah. I don't think they ever made any changes.
No, Matt LaFleur was your point. Yeah, it's a great point because he was the guy that was there when they drafted. And so I just don't – look, I know Raheem was on the staff, but it's unfair to blame him for everything that happened in the Dan Quinn era.